From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgian authorities search for one of the men believed to be responsible for Tuesday's terrorist attacks in Brussels. Belgian federal prosecutor Frederik van Leeuw confirmed Wednesday that two brothers, Khaled and Ibrahim El Bakraoui, were the suicide bombers killed in the attacks. Both of the men were Belgian nationals and had criminal records. Khaled had been wanted on charges of terrorism, according to Interpol. Authorities have not identified a third man who is believed to be on the run. Belgians, meanwhile, marked a moment of silence Wednesday for the victims of the attacks. Lisa Bryant reports on reaction to the bombings.
The square outside the Brussels Stock Exchange was packed at midday as Belgians gathered to mourn the victims of Tuesday's bombings that ripped through the city's airport and a subway car. A red and white banner posted on a marble pillar of the Stock Exchange read, "United Against Hatred." A group of youngsters spray-painted, "Love is Stronger," on a door nearby. Many here are in shock. Some count loved ones among the victims. Others are searching desperately for their whereabouts. Lisa Bryant, Brussels.
U.S. President Barack Obama met Wednesday with Argentina's new pro-market president, Mauricio Macri. It's a sign of warming relations between the two countries. President Obama arrived early Wednesday in Buenos Aires for a two-day visit, which coincides with the 40th anniversary of a coup supported by the United States. A South African man has found what may be a piece of missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Niels Kruger said he was walking along a beach near the town of Mossel Bay when he saw an unusual object lying in his path. This is VOA News. The leading U.S. presidential candidates are weighing in on how best to cope with the threat of terrorism. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump says Tuesday's attack in Brussels could have been prevented if authorities had resorted to harsh interrogation techniques, including torture, against Paris attacker Salah Abdeslam, who was captured in Belgium last week. Leading Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton denounced Trump, saying, "The last thing we need is leaders who incite more fear." U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Moscow to discuss the situations in Ukraine and Syria with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov at the Kremlin. They are also likely to discuss Tuesday's attacks in Brussels. A senior State Department official told reporters traveling with Kerry that the secretary views the Brussels attack as part of the larger threat posed by the Islamic State militant group, which claimed responsibility for the bombings in the Belgian capital. Syrian forces, backed by Russian airstrikes, have advanced to the outskirts of the ancient city of Palmyra in their campaign to retake the area from Islamic State militants. Local officials and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say government forces have closed in on the southern and western sides of Palmyra. The Islamic State group captured the area in May 2015 and sparked alarm as its fighters demolished Roman-era ruins at the UNESCO World Heritage Site. A prominent Vietnamese blogger and his assistant went on trial in Hanoi Wednesday on charges of publishing articles critical of the government. Nguyen Hu Vinh and Nguyen Thi Minh Thuy have been detained since their arrest in 2014. Prosecutors said a series of articles Nguyen Hu Vinh posted on his blog presented distorted, one-sided views of the ruling Communist Party that could affect the people's confidence in its leaders. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear a challenge by faith-based groups opposed to the government effort to ensure their employees have access to free birth control. Under the 2010 health care law, insurance companies are required to provide contraception unless the employer is a religious organization. Other faith-affiliated groups opposed to contraception are required to tell the government or their insurance companies they object, and then the insurance companies, not the employer, must pay for and provide those employees with birth control coverage. Taking a look at figures on Wall Street at this hour, while indexes are down, European markets are mixed. Asian markets were mixed on Wednesday. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.